It's 8:45 on Omaha Public Radio, 91.5 KIOS FM. It's time for Morning Edition Live and Local. I'm Mike Hogan, and my guest live in the studio with me is David Hochoy. He is the Artistic Director of Dance Kaleidoscope, and his organization is here in town for the Omaha Symphony and the production of Appalachian Spring and West Side Story. David, good morning. It's great
morning,
to have
Mike.
You here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. I want to talk first, before we talk about the production, 27 seasons now you've been with Dance Kaleidoscope.
Correct.
Wow, it's an amazing career, and you are a very nice, modest man, so I have to actually toot your horn for you, but the accolades that you have been given over the years are just amazing, and they continue from Indiana Historical Society naming you a living legend to an award for excellence in the arts that you just received a couple years ago, another award for excellence in the arts from Penn State in 2017. My goodness, and the awards go back for almost your entire career with Dance Kaleidoscope. What has driven you all these years?
I think it's been my passion for, first of all, for dance. That's what drove me to become a dancer in the first place. I discovered it very late in my life for a dancer. I was 20 years old at Penn State, I discovered dance, and I said, this is what I really, really love, and I really want to do it. And so I went to New York and pursued it, and really had to work really hard because I had a lot of catching up to do. But that passion, I'm so grateful that I found it, because it's really driven me all of my life.
And funny enough, actually, you had started off your post-secondary education to be a doctor.
Yes, yes.
And then found dance. And I want to mention, my goodness, you got to work with the great Martha Graham.
Correct. I was very, very fortunate, because I was one of the last generation of dancers to actually work with Miss Graham. In the last years of her life, you know. So that was in the 1980s. I spent 10 years first as a dancer in her company, and then being her rehearsal director, which taught me a great deal about her and about the art of choreography and the art of staging something on the stage. She taught me a lot without her really having to teach me, because I was kind of sitting at the feet of the master like an apprentice, you know. It was just fantastic.
Absolutely. What a magnificent experience. And that leads us to the Omaha Symphony here on the 26th and 27th, Appalachian Spring and West Side Story. Thomas Wilkins is conducting this, and that's Copland's Appalachian Spring, and of course, Bernstein with West Side Story. The music, very familiar to everyone. Mm-hmm. So as a choreographer, how do you approach what is very familiar music to people? How do you approach that to design the choreography for this presentation?
Well, actually, this is Martha Graham's choreography people are going to see. And you know what most people don't know is that Martha Graham herself commissioned Aaron Copland to do the score. As a matter of fact, the first name for the score, before it was called Appalachian Spring, he called it Ballet for Martha. So it really, if it weren't for Martha Graham, we wouldn't have an Appalachian Spring. So we're doing the actual original Martha Graham steps with the actual, they are the original costumes, but they are the costume designs and the set, which was beautifully designed by another great man. His name is Isamu Noguchi, and he was a sculptor, and he did the set. So it's really, really a fantastic production, and together with the symphony, it's a brilliant experience for everyone involved.
How does it make you feel, really, to be a protector of that history, having been at the feet of Martha, so to speak?
I feel very privileged, having sort of been right there at the times when she was in the studio coaching and helping people to understand what the roles were all about. You know, it takes place on a homestead. It's a bride's wedding day, and she put herself in the role of the bride. She's getting married. She's very, very excited, there are all these other characters around, but I think what is really beautiful about the piece, it's so quintessentially American. It's the most, I think, American piece of music and the piece of choreography that we can ever, ever dream of, because it tells us a lot about our identity, who we are, who we dream to be, and, you know, what we want from our lives.
Oh, that's really neat. When you have dancers audition for you to be mm-hmm. a part of one of your productions, What do you see in a dancer that you go, yes, yes, that person gets it. He or she gets what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I look for a certain spark. I look for a certain something. You know, when I was working with Martha Graham, she always wanted us all to be very individuals. She was she really believed that by becoming the greatest people that we were as individuals, we could become fantastic performers. So I look for that in the people the young people who are coming to audition for me. I look for a spark that I can develop, pull out of them into something really fantastic.
It's David Ho Choi. He is the artistic director of Dance Kaleidoscope. Appalachian Spring and West Side Story is happening January 26th and 27th. The Omaha Symphony is putting that on. If you want more information, go to omahasymphony.org. Morning Edition continues.
Good morning,
right
David
now.
Green. And I'm Steve Inskeep. Many people listen to